I tried to get round to see C.P. Snow yesterday. I went round to the House of Lords with a few suggestions. I had a wonderful idea for C.P. I call him C.P. It's a peculiar name, isn't it? C.P. Snow. Sounds horrible. C.P. Snow. It sounds... sounds all as if he's dripping and covered in... covered in moss and slime and things. C.P. Snow. So I went round to attempt to see him because I had this wonderful idea for an aircraft which would go at 1,000,000 miles an hour. Not just 675 miles an hour, but 1,000,000 miles an hour and would only cost 1 penny a year to run. It's a wonderful idea. I haven't really developed it beyond that. It's just in the idea stage at the moment. But I attempted to see CP. I said, I'd like to see Lord Snow about modernising Britain. And they said, you can't do that. Modernising Britain is too busy getting his ceremonial robes on to see anybody about doing that. I said, I've got a wonderful idea for CP Snow. And they said, who hasn't? Get out before we get you in the throat. Well, I wasn't going to hang around and just be insulted, so I went home. Of course, C.P. Snow is the one who's trying to get all the automation going, trying to get machines in to do everything that we're doing. He's very fond of machines. He wants machines to be doing everything. And this will give everybody else a lot of leisure, you see. And if everybody has a lot of leisure, they'll be forced to read his ghastly old books. He's written lots of books about adultery and corridors and walnuts and things, and he thinks if we all have a great deal of leisure, we'll get round to reading the ghastly things. He'd like to see machines all over the place, you see, spying on what we're doing. Some people think C.P. Snow's a machine. If you ever looked at him, he moves in a very jerky fashion, and he's got very small hands and a very big head. Think he's some kind of robot. Possibly he's an electrical robot, but you've never seen anybody touch him with wet hands. It's always a sign of an electrical robot. But very soon, you see, all the machines will be wandering around on spindly legs, great metal spindly legs, and we'll all be living in little metal boxes. And the machines will pass by, and awful antennae will come in through the window, and they'll check up whether you're reading the C.P. Snow novel. And then they'll all start breeding amongst themselves, the machines, and going out to the cinemas with each other, and sitting and whispering in the dark, and holding their metallic tentacles together and reproducing. It's a horrible idea. I can't bear the ideas of machines doing everything. I tried to ring up C.P. Snow about it. I couldn't bear the idea. I rang up the Ministry of Technology. I said, I can't bear the idea of these machines. And this voice said, this is a recording. Record your message to the machine now. It will be passed on to C.P. Snow. Well, I didn't say anything. You won't catch me talking to a bloody old machine.